morning, everybody, and welcome to Seeking Salvation. My name is Sarah, and I am super excited to be here. We're going to start off our hour with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Seeking Salvation. It is Sunday, one of my favorite days of the week. And that, I just want to point out the composer for that Worship Beats. It's called Worship Beats Instrumental on YouTube, and it's on a playlist called Amen's Tracks. And I just want to shout them out because they're offering it for free. And I cannot afford to buy music for my podcast. It's very small, but that's okay because sometimes smaller is better, right? And it's been a crazy week. I am going to like do the Ten Commandments as we usually do. And yeah, I had a great week. So this is my second full week of the Daniel fast. I have 5 days left on it. I have successfully cut out sugar and yeast and everything else, any meat products I have cut out. So I have been very successful. And this Sabbath was actually amazing. I got a lot of insight into my life. And of course, this message that I'm doing today about knowing God. And it's been a good week, right? Like, it's always good when you have God in your life. And I have definitely had that this week. I try to do Bible study and meditation every day. That doesn't always work because life happens, but I do try to commit my life to God and completely commit it, right? Not just do the obligatory church on Sundays. In fact, Sabbath is more important to me than church. And I do that every Friday night. I do 24 hours of fasting, prayer, and studying and meditation. It's all God-centered. I try to keep it holy according to the commandments. And speaking of the commandments, we are going to do the commandments right now. And then we will get into our message this week, which is on knowing God. 1. You shall have no other gods before me. 2. You shall not make idols. 3. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 5. Honor your father and mother. 6. You shall not murder. 7. You shall not commit adultery. 8. You shall not steal. 9. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And 10. You shall not covet. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And we're going to get into our message, which when I meditated, it was on knowing God, like how to know God from the perspective of this is God, this is not, right? Situations in our lives are troublesome these days, and there's a lot going on. And, you know, both everybody claims to be good and wholesome. And how do you know? How do you know if somebody is really for God or against God? And I struggle with this, right? Like, especially when it comes to politics and it comes to the world. I'm not really in the world a lot. I, of course, am a nurse, so I have a job and I'm in the world in that way. And I have, you know, activities, but I also kind of stay out of the things that pull you down, right? Bars and alcohol and all of that stuff. So when I meditated, this is the message I got, and I'm just going to kind of read it and then I'll talk about it because I thought it was very clear for me. And I like when things are clear because it makes me feel like I'm doing okay. So here is the message. If you question the things of God, then you must continue to seek, for the kingdom of God is complicated. When a scholar learns something, he does not stop seeking, but he seeks to understand what he has learned. If something does not stay in his mind, then it falls by the wayside. So is this the kingdom of God like. When you learn, never stop seeking, for there is surely more to the equation than what is on the surface. Be sure that if you are seeking and questioning, then there is more to God than you know. Because what is known does not leave, nor does it require more learning. This is how you know the things of God. Know that the things of God are good, and its fruits are always good. The kingdom of God will never require evil deeds or thoughts. If they tell you to hate them, for they are evil, do not hate them, but pray for them. If they tell you to lie to them, for they are evil, pray for them, for they are misled. If they tell you to murder them, for they are evil, do not. Pray for them so they find the light. For the darkness is not evil, it is just without God. God exists in everything, and everything exists in God. Therefore, everything and everyone is capable of being saved in the eyes of God. If you have a relationship with God, you have a relationship with everything and everyone He created. Therefore, worry not about what others do, but just pray for them. So that is almost word for word what came out of my meditation. And I try to write these things down as soon as I'm done meditating, because the messages get lost if I don't think about them for a minute. Not that they get lost, but it is like hard to remember everything because there is so much when I meditate. And for me, what this means, one is that the kingdom of God is staggered learning, right? Like you learn part of it and then you reassess it or you meditate on it and you learn more. And I think this was set up purposely because Jesus wanted people to investigate. I think it was brilliant in the way that if you investigate more, you find God more. So the more that you know the truths of God, the more that you meditate and read the word, right? You can't just study the Bible alone. And I'm not in any way admonishing people that study the Bible and that's all they do. I'm just saying that there's more to it than just studying the Bible. And Jesus said that, right? Like he talked about the hand of the Pharisees and the hand of the scribes. And he also talked about people that just spit out verses, because there is more to the kingdom of God than that. And you have to do your own prayer meditation. And the reason that you need to do that is because every message for every person is different. Right? The things I have to work on are different than the things somebody else has to work on. I don't have a problem with fast, for instance. I do my fast. I'm religious about it. I love the Sabbath. I love fasting and meditating on those days. Like it is absolutely the core of my being. But somebody else may have difficulty fasting, or somebody else may have difficulty with materialism, or they might have difficulty with their family. So the questions and the problems of this world are different for every individual. So when you meditate, the Bible becomes the living word, right? It is the living word for a reason. There is a living God for a reason. Because it adapts to who you are, right? The message can adapt, which is astounding, right? It makes it the most transformative book on the planet for that reason. Because you can find messages that pertain to your own life. And some people call that too general, right? The non-Christian believers always say, well, anybody could interpret that differently, but that's not the whole thing, right? The more you learn the word, the more the word consumes you, the more you meditate on it and understand it, the more you understand God and become like God, become like Christ, right? That was his whole point in his ministry on earth. So you have to do these things in order to get closer to God. And I talk about in my subscriber content what I believe the other side is trying to accomplish, right? Those that are without God and those that have an agenda for chaos and evil. I do believe that there is an agenda, and I think that all of it is geared towards getting us away from God. But there are ways that you can stay attached to God during that. And having discernment in those times is critical, right? People always talk about the discernment of God, you know, that you should have discernment in what you do. And like Matthew 10:16 says, "Behold, I am sending you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Right? What does that mean? Like, you're going to be out there and people are going to try to mislead you. I had a conversation with a friend last night about a choice that he was trying to make. And the choice in my head was clear that he shouldn't do it for many reasons. And I'm not going to get into the particulars. But what I also said is, it is not my decision to judge, right? Because even though this is what I think, and I gave him the reasons for that, I said, you know, there are many reasons that you shouldn't do this, but also it's not my life. Like, so I could tell you that God wants certain things, right? He wants us to not put ourselves in difficulties. He wants us to not, you know, neglect our wives and husbands and children. He wants us to love our neighbor. And so these things carry through in most conversations, right? But that's the discernment. Like, how do you decide, hey, this is good for me or this is bad for me? So, and I am not perfect at this, right? This is when the discernment part of my life is difficult. I'm often confused or upset, or I don't understand what's going on and I have to pray about it. I did get to a point of serenity with God where I had had a particular bad day and I just prayed and prayed and prayed. I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore on my own, which is exactly the point, right? God doesn't want us to do it on our own. He wants us to ask for help and do His will. But we have to ask for it. You can't just assume that God's going to take over your life and you just didn't even say anything. You have to pray about it. I struggle with discernment because I do feel like it's one of the hardest things about loving God, right, is discerning His will and His direction. And Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 says, "So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." Right? So this is a thing. This is a thing we're going to be judged on when Christ comes back, is like, did we make the right decisions? Did we do the right things in our lives? Are we trying to get better? Because it is impossible for us not to sin, or close to impossible. I'm not going to say impossible. I do believe that there are people out there that conduct their lives and maybe don't struggle as much with some things as other people do. But all of this kind of questioning that I do on a daily basis and studying that I do on a daily basis has led me to understand that it takes time, right? And you can't just expect that you're going to automatically understand the kingdom of God on day one. If you remember in my first podcast, I talked about the stages of life compared to the kingdom of God, right? Where there was a toddler and a baby, and I feel like I'm in the child section, which I feel like is a pretty good section to be in, but I do still struggle with some concepts. And it's difficult because God doesn't always pick the most knowledgeable people to spread His word. And with me, that has definitely happened. I receive revelation from God often because I fast and I pray and I ask for to be of use and to be of help in this. And I believe that that has happened. And I try to apply what I know, which compared to some people is a lot less. I do feel in some ways that I know about my relationship with God because I've always had one. So I've never formerly been in a church. I talk to God so much that I probably annoy him. And I listen to the Bible in the morning and I listen to the Bible at night and I do Bible study at night and I meditate every night and I pray all the time. So, you know, it is the way that I do it. So that relationship has always been the formal part of my life. And the studying has been less so. I have studied the Bible intensely, and I have studied religion intensely, but in periodic spots, right? And what I have noticed being on this last 8-month journey with God and really, really studying the Word of God is that the more that I meditate on the words of God, the more I'm able to discern true actions and right actions in the kingdom of God. And it has gotten to the point that I am trying to align. So the Gospel of Thomas talks about aligning your heart and your mind and trying to get your feelings to match your thinking. And I've been working on that, right? Thinking love and feeling love. And it's difficult, right? Because sometimes in our lives, we say things that we're being polite or we are being nice, and it's not really what we're thinking. And this is not permission to just go around and say whatever you think. But it is ultimately to change your thinking to match your feelings of love that you have for people. And loving people is also sometimes difficult, right? When people are doing the opposite of what you think, and there's the ego of what you should be doing, then you are thinking and feeling opposite of what you should be. And I know that sounds crazy, but I do believe it's true. When you align your spirit with love in God, and you align your thinking with God, and the two match, that is when you are at your most vulnerable with God, right? Because you are literally walking in Jesus's footsteps. That's what he did. He loved everybody. And he loved everybody so passionately that all he did was think about other people. You know, he said at the Last Supper, I will love you till the end. I can't remember the exact quote, but he said that I will love you to the apostles, even though they were going to betray him. And that is a crazy thing, to love somebody that you know is going to betray you. Like, I can't even imagine being in that situation, one. But to do what he had to do on earth and some of the situations that he had to be in, he must have been overwhelmed with feeling. I'm overwhelmed and I don't even have a tenth of what he did, right? Like, I get overwhelmed at the thought of a dead animal laying on the side of the road or hurting somebody's feelings. And I cried over a spider last night because I realized, you know what, I was like, well, I don't murder anybody. And I don't murder anybody, but I have killed insects. So I have, you know, killed God's creatures. And the one thing I believe about the Bible and everything in the world is that everything is of God. So if everything is of God, that includes the spider that's crawling along the floor that eats, you know, they eat bad things. So, you know, in that way, am I a murderer because I killed a spider? I mean, then you look at the whole application of animal sacrifice, and it just blows my mind. Because even though the animals aren't being murdered for me, I am taking part in that. So I'm benefiting from their death, which I feel is just as bad. Right? If you benefit from something that is bad, then it is probably not the best choice for you. One thing about the Daniel fast and being off any animal products for 2 weeks, I feel better, right? So I wonder, you know, how good it actually is for you. I will say the first time I tried to go vegetarian and mostly vegan, I got really sick. So, and I had researched a lot when I did that. So I don't know, like it's difficult to live the lifestyle of total obedience to God and have complete discernment in what he's doing. And I don't believe anybody is completely sure that they're on the right side of God, right? Like, they have to question it, because I do. I question what he wants me to do. I question where I should go, what I should say. I do my messages based on my meditation every week, which he always gives to me, or I feel that he gives to me, right? Like, I get impressions from my meditation that this is what it should be. And, you know, this time it was full on message. It was a full probably page worth of talking points. And the same thing with the stages of being a believer in God. So when you are searching for God and you are trying to understand and know God, how do you do that, right? This is not a punishment. God does not want to confuse you. But I do believe that God, he means to let you know that you're not in control. One, I do believe that you have to learn some things before you can move on to other things. I do believe that gives you discernment in reading the Bible, because the Bible is not the end of the relationship with God. And I talk about this all the time. People that are so tuned into the Bible, which I love the Bible. I read the Bible. I have a specific study plan for reading the Bible. I listen to the Bible every day on my way to work. And that insight that the Bible provides into situations that I would never expect. I could go on forever. I keep a journal, a daily journal about my relationship with God and impressions that I get. And I can go on. You know, Joshua 22-24, our witness is love. You know, like peace on earth, get rid of the desire, serve God. There is good and bad in the kingdom of God, but the bad is due to human choice. Everything will be decided at the harvest. I mean, I just have so many notes on things. Ruth, you know, 1-4, which we just did, was a story of redemption. And faithfulness among darkness was the impression that I got from this chapter, because I've always, like, found it difficult when I'm upset to be like totally excusing it. And this chapter was really important for that. Make things better where you are. Like, you know, you have to be ready and you have to be able to face the dark times, because they are going to happen. Not only is it God testing you, but it is you qualifying your faith and walking in faith before God, right? And all of this helps you with your relationship with him and to know him. And I'm going to tell you another thing. The daily meditation and prayer helps you understand his voice, right? Jesus talked about the fact that his flock knows his voice. Well, you don't know that voice if you don't understand what it sounds like. If you don't understand what that voice is inside of you, then it's going to be hard to understand what it is that he wants from you. One of the other impressions that I got recently, which was, because I struggled with how to know if this is Satan and how to know if it is God, right? Because Not everything that happens in your life is a test from God, and not everything is a temptation from Satan. And we kind of have to move beyond that, right? There is such a thing as free will. So you have to be willing to take ownership over your life, because I do believe that God wants you to take the wheel sometimes, to see where your discernment is, to see if you are ready for the next things that he has for you. You have to accomplish the stuff that you're struggling with. It was just like forgiveness for me, right? Like, I talk a lot about what happened in my past about forgiveness. And before I forgave somebody for something truly horrible, right? These aren't little forgivenesses. This is big things. Until you do that, until you reach the point where you can forgive somebody without even thinking about it, you're not going to understand it. Therefore, you need to work on it more. I've done that. It is easy for me to forgive people. It's not one of my issues. My issues are being strong in dark times, understanding exactly what is God's voice. But what I did find, and I can't find the place that I wrote about it in my journal, but was that you cannot pursue two masters. If you are pursuing God, you do not need to be worried about falling off the ledge, right? Satan may tempt you. It may, but your commitment to God and your obedience is what's going to keep you on the path. So don't even think about whether it's Satan or whether it's God. Think about the fact that you know what God wants, right? And we have that clearly in the commandments. We don't even need to question what he wants, because if it's anything other than good, it's not God, right? And I'm not going to say God never tests people, but what I am going to say is that the outcomes are always going to be good. God will cause destruction for a better outcome. And I just want to say, in regards to the testing, right? When I talk about not knowing God's voice on my own, it is in direct regards to my life, not what he wants overall. And when he tests people, sometimes it is horrible. It is the loss of a parent or a child or somebody doing something to you that is horrific. All of these situations require the nuance of understanding with God. If you are walking with God, though, more will be revealed to you as you go. But your path has to be straight. Your path needs to be focused on him, or you are stuck in your own understanding. Right? If you are relying completely on yourself, and I'm going to tell you a situation where I did this recently, you are relying on yourself. You're not relying on God. So when I lost my job last July, and I had that whole period of repentance and praying and crying, it was like 2 months, and I always call it my 40 days in the desert, right? Because that's literally what it felt like. And I had this incredible coming to Jesus moment, and it was real, and it was there, and I was in it, and it meant everything to me. So fast forward, 7 months later, and I'm like, I have a job again that I like and I'm grateful for, but I'm not quite meeting my ends, right? Like, I'm paying my bills, but just barely, and I don't really have enough to, pay off debt or do anything that I really wanted to accomplish this year. So I started looking for a job, and every job was no, no, no. And I've gotten to the point where I understand that a no from God is just not right now, or there's a better path. But what I haven't gotten to is trusting God enough to bring me opportunities, right, that are right for me. And letting go of the worry that's going to happen. Philippians 4, verse 6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. How powerful is that, right? Instead of getting anxious about bills and everything that's due, you kind of just have to trust God. And so I do have a thing when I pray, I do not ask for things. I do not ask for a job or more money. I don't ask for material things. I pray for other people. I will ask God for direction or understanding. I will ask Him for things to further my relationship with Him. I do not ask for things because I think we're way obsessed with things in general. And I'm going to do maybe my next podcast on materialism and God, because it's a point that a lot of people miss and they need to pay attention to that because it's not worth it. Materialism is not going to bring you happiness. Anyway, back to the thing is letting go of the actual process of doing what God wants, right? I know God doesn't want me in the ER anymore, but I kept applying for ER jobs because it's what I know. Even though it doesn't fit my life and it would make Sabbath for me completely impossible, which is a priority for me every week, right? Even though I was not super happy when I was working there, I loved one particular place I worked, but it was because of the place I worked, not because of the job. So in these ways, like I was still doing my own thing, right? I was still trying to find the backup plan to the backup plan, right? Just in case God doesn't come through, I needed to be ready. And God wants us to be responsible, but when God is telling you no, and you keep doing your own plan, that's the issue. And that's exactly what I was doing. That's exactly what I was doing. So I got to a point and I was like, okay, I give up. I can't do this without you. Tell me, you know, what you want me to learn or which path you want me to go down, because I'm open to it. And just today, somebody advertised looking for a companion. It was 6 hours a week. It was perfect for my week. It was everything that I needed. It gives me a little bit of room so that I can save money and I can, you know, pay my bills and eat. And it's perfect. And instead of trusting in God in those moments when I was freaking out about my bills, I should have just trusted God, right? I should have had the discernment to know that God would take care of it, because God knows that we need things to survive here on earth. He knows that we need a house and He knows that we need food. But what He wants is for us to trust Him and have faith in Him and let His path be the path that we go down. When we start putting ourselves into it, that's our ego, first of all. When we start doing that, we are doing our own thing. We are not doing God's thing. So learning how to pay attention to that voice, and you know it, I knew it. I knew that I did not want to go back to the ER, but I kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Why? Because of money. Which is the absolute wrong reason to do anything. Right? The only job I've ever been fired from as a nurse was because of money. I took it because of money. Not for any other reason, just because of money. And I second guess that every single day I work there. And God took me out of it. Now I have a job that I like. I make decent money. I work amazing hours. And I trusted God with that. Right? So I'm learning to trust God more and more every day, because you have to get to that point. You have to stop letting the anxieties of the day rule your life and start trusting in God and start taking the path towards God. Because ultimately, that's not what he wants. He does not want you to just go off willy-nilly and do whatever you think you need to do. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Don't lean on your own understanding of your situation. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." But in order to understand that voice, you have to know the voice. So I have a challenge for everybody. And I'm not done, but this is my challenge, right? I want you to fast for 24 hours, study and pray for the waking hours, no distractions. And that means you turn off all your devices, including your phone and iPads and computers, and lock them in a room. Then meditate on God. Whether it's a passage or to pray for others, meditate on God. Ask for understanding for a situation. Do not ask for material things. It may be the understanding you need as opposed to what you want, but start to get to know that voice. Fasting is a powerful, powerful tool. Get to know the voice that is present during the times of lighter energy. And if you do it, you'll know what I mean, right? You'll know what that statement means if you do it. And then try to expand it every week. Do it more than you start out doing. Start out with once a week. If you can do once a week, do twice a week. If you can do twice a week, do three times a week. If you can do three times a week, and on and on and on we go. Listen to the Bible on your way to work. Get to know the voice of God. Because you need that, especially with what's coming. You have to get into a place where you are one with God. Make your heart match your mind. If you are smiling at somebody and saying nice things, but you don't mean it, that's not okay. We're used to that in our society, but that doesn't make it right. And if you are smiling at somebody when you mean them harm, that definitely isn't right. That's just passive aggressive. And that is not a punishment. It just means you have further to go. It means that you have to get past these points in order to concentrate on that voice from God, right? So with that in mind, practice these three things in addition to the fasting. Say what you mean, think what you feel, and be who you are in God's eyes. That's a tall order for everybody, including me, but it's what I work towards, right? Every week I work towards this. I go to work with the intention of loving everybody there. I pray for anybody that I'm having difficulty with. And it happens. I'm human. It happens. I lose my way. I get stuck. And then I don't know what to do about it. And I struggle with the way the world is. Anybody who doesn't struggle with the way the world is, kudos to you, because I have difficulty every day reading the news, understanding what's going on. I just want to be in a place that is free from sin, where the holy light of God shines on us. I want that more than anything. So understand that you can get to a place where you know God's voice. And I am getting better at it, but I'm not totally there yet. So I keep working at it. I keep studying. And the more I study, the more I know. And the more I know, the closer I am to Him. And that literally is my entire goal in life, is to be closer to God. I did the Daniel fast so that I could be closer to God, so that I could understand what He wanted. And what has come out of that is this, everything I've been talking about today, right? This has happened over the last 2 weeks. I have been meditating and trying to understand what it is I need to do, where I need to go, how much I need to trust God. And when you ask that question, how much, it's all the way, right? You should trust God all the way. I am solitary in a lot of ways, so I don't practice traditional religion. And I'm not sure that Jesus wanted His church to be as fractured as it is, honestly. I think that the church is very fractured. We have all these different denominations who sometimes think they're right, and maybe they are. Nobody will truly know until the end. But my guess is that Jesus would have wanted His church to be united. And I have a difficulty with the division in church. It's a personal issue. I want everything to be one with God. And to do that, it means you have to accept other churches. And it's not that everything they do is right. That's not what I say. What I say is it's not my place to judge them. Because who actually, like, honestly knows, right? There are mysteries of God that we have yet to discover. So I'm going to leave you with this verse from John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And that just kind of sums up the entire thing. Do not be troubled about the world. Put your trust in God. Know God. And with that, I'm going to do the last prayer. And I hope you guys are getting something out of what I'm saying. This podcast is for the people that don't feel comfortable in the church and that are seeking God in other ways. And there is other ways. The kingdom of God is within you and it is everywhere. So get to know Him. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here today. Thank you for giving me the words to talk about our relationship, and please help anybody struggling with this to find some kind of answer with you and to understand that they don't need to go to church to find you, that they can find you right in their kitchen or in their bedroom, that you are always there, that you are everything and everyone. Please help us have discernment in our lives and make good choices and understand the things that you want us to do. We pray these things in your name. Amen.